Stat correction. In that game against Carolina, it was Eric Berry who picks off Cam Newton. The Chiefs were down 17-6. He picked it, did a twirl, did another twirl, did a juke, and then scored in the corner of the end zone right in front of Cam Newton. And then to the text line's help, it was Marcus Peters who ripped the ball away from Kelvin Benjamin, who before he was a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
He was a tight end. I remember when they converted him. It's weird like you how you remember stuff. I remember Josh and I were in his Jeep driving to training camp listening to whatever was on the radio at that hour of the morning right after Ben or whatever. And they're like, Kelvin Benjamin has been signed by the Giants and they're converting him to a tight end. We were like, how much is this guy eating?
Well, I mean, Booger McFarland's the one that said he was a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
That's one of the great lines, isn't it?
I mean, I can't believe they got rid of Booger. I liked him.
I did too. I didn't like the Booger Mobile.
Yeah, that was just jumping the shark. But he, in general, was great.
He's fantastically entertaining. But I think he's on college coverage now or something, if I'm not mistaken. But he was really good. I enjoyed him.
Did he go to LSU?
Yes, I think he did. Did he wipe the boogers on the wall? Is that why they call him Booger?
No, dude. Oh. I know exactly who did it. I just want someone to be on the text line that knows somebody about DNA testing, and I want to figure out if I'm right.
Yeah.
I've never been wanting to be more right about anything in my life than who's those trophies are.
Yeah, because I don't think you're right. I got somebody else in mind, I'll tell you in the break.
There's only like seven people that use that bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
But so the process of elimination is four because it's not us three.
Yeah,
because
I think I have an idea who it is. So
wait, the boogers were here even before I got here, right?
That's what I'm saying. They've been here since like April. Yeah.
Still there. I mean, gripped on.
Yeah, they are holding. They're not giving up, man.
No. You'd think that gravity would take over.
Yeah, eventually. Or eventually they just fall off.
Another John Mayer song. Chiefs props this week. We get into... Mac, you did do the Kelce parlay?
I did it, man. I'm all in on Kelce this
units?
Week. I've got it's normal. Yeah, two units for me.
So what do you have? Travis Kelce on the over yards.
Over 48.5 receiving yards.
Right.
Over 6.5 first quarter receiving yards. So I need a catch from him in the first quarter. And then two touchdowns.
Okay.
That is $130 plus $1,310.
Plus $1,310.
So 10, okay. You win $130.
Nice. Okay. Good.
That's the juice worth the squeeze.
Yeah, that's it right there, yeah.
Yeah, like you said yesterday, Dusty, if he gets that touchdown in the first half, like, I'm locked in, man. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the first touchdown scorer of the game.
Ooh, I hope.
I think they get the ball, 3 and out. Chiefs get the ball. Kelce, 3 catches. One of them is a touchdown. He has like 35 yards in the first drive.
And do I cash or do I?
No, okay. Right. That's when you ride that out.
You ride it out.
You would cash if he caught a touchdown on one catch for like 5 yards.
Yeah,
then you cash.
Then cash, yeah.
Because then you'd get probably $25, so you'd net 15. My bet I'm going to place this week on a prop is Travis Kelce to have 2 touchdowns. It's plus 900.
Wow.
$10.
It's 950, I think.
It's plus 950 now.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday it was.
So, I mean, to me, I don't know. I mean, it's either going to be him or Carson Steele to get touchdowns. Obviously, Rashee Rice is there. But that's the prop bet I like, is Kelce to have 2 touchdowns. Because it's a low-risk, super high reward.
Yeah.
$10 will win you, you know, 900 or 900. It'll win you a 90, 100 overall, but you'll get, you know, your money back. Plus, so you get $90 there if you bet $10 on it. So
how many touchdowns do you think it's going to take to win this game?
Three.
Three.
Yeah, and that's a field goal.
That's just me respecting their offense.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to, you know, in an NFL game, probably 3 to 4 touchdowns is what you're going to need out of your offense every week if you want to be in contention. So.
I guess you could say two and then two field goals by Butker to make it 20 to 17.
20 gets it done.
I don't think they score more than 17 against this defense.
Yeah.
I know Cincinnati did. But I mean, Joe Burrow, I think, is a little bit better than Kirk Cousins. And Joe Burrow kind of plays a little bit more fire when he plays the Chiefs.
That's true. Right.
Yeah. No, he does. He raises his level. Joe Burrow was really good the other day, right?
They can run the ball, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Falcons, I mean.
Yes, yeah. I know. And then week one, the Chiefs had Lamar Jackson, right? They held him to what? How many points? 20. And then Joe Burrow to 25. So if you hold two of the alleged best, maybe they're not two of the best of this year. You know, Lamar's maybe not as good as we thought this year. And, you know, I mean, It's getting ugly in Baltimore right now. If they lose this weekend and fall to 0-3, and they got Dallas this week, and that which doesn't guarantee they're going to lose, but it's a hell of a matchup. But they could go to 0-3. If they're 0-3, their season's over. So you had Lamar at 20. You had Joe Burrow at 25. Do you think Kirk Cousins is better than either of those guys?
No, I don't either.
So I'm going to think somewhere probably 17 to 20 point range is where the Atlanta Falcons are going to end up.
Patrick Mahomes over under in passing yards is 261.5. And his passing touchdown number is 1.5 touchdowns. So,
well, if you're taking Kelsey for two touchdowns and you got to take Mahomes, obviously the over of 1.5 with the touchdowns there, 261.5 is a nice number too, because passing numbers around this league have been down this year. And Mel Kiper will tell you it's the too high safety and he wants that ban from football.
That guy blows.
I mean, like, seriously, like you talk about like a grandpa take right there. Like, just ban it.
Is it the same take of like people that got mad about the shift in baseball?
Or the shift in baseball sucked, though.
But like, does the cover? That's what I'm saying. Is it the same argument or is it different?
I think it's different because I didn't even really know this was going because on until argument, Mel Kiper was yelling about it. You know,
the argument in football is that they're playing the too high, but then the rebuttal back is like, well, then check it down or throw underneath.
Yeah, throw underneath.
But then when like they'd have the shift in baseball, if you're like, well, then just hit it in the other way.
It's harder to do that in baseball, right? Like it is. It like people think.
I didn't know if it was the same argument.
Yeah, no, I don't know that it is. I don't think the average fan even knows what the too high safety zone is or can. Cares what
or the
that
nickel
is,
or the dime,
right?
Bob.
Any of that stuff. I mean, like
both with, round.
I'll be honest with you. You've heard of it. I don't pay attention to what formation defenses are in when that's not my job, right?
Let me tell you about a two eye safety, Bob. This is Binkley on a Character Concerns podcast. You play a two eye safety, you want to dink and dunk, you want to go underneath. That's why Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice are big this week.
Yeah. So if you want to go too high safety, whatever that is. No, I don't think it's the same at all because I think it's easier to adjust to something in football than it is to baseball.
Like no
you're
doubt about
you're
it.
Relying on trying to hit a ball with a stick. Come on now.